So, hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here today to share my our experience on creating the pluggable crypto provider for Ethereum nodes, and which we used in Master Chain project. So, who we are? I am Dmitry Boshko. I am the crypto core developer at Master Chain project. And the one man who I want to introduce who unfortunately couldn't come here to this great conference, it's Alexey Troshichev, and he's Master Chain architect. So what is Master Chain? Master Chain is a Russian national platform for storing and exchanging financial data based on blockchain technology. So the two key words in this definition is national and blockchain. So we've chosen the public Ethereum protocol for as a basis for a Master Chain project. Why we do that? Because the first Ethereum protocol have a large experience with work in the wild. Of course, it has supports. It has a smart contracts. And it has a big community and has big community, and this community grows and solves many, many new issues. So this platform wouldn't be abandoned. So what is Master Chain? It's a fork. It's a fork of public Ethereum protocol. It also supports, of course, smart contracts. And the main difference is it based on Ghost Crypto. Ghost Crypto stands for Government Standards Crypto. It is the main standard in Russian Federation for all cryptography. If you're interested, you could just read the white paper for Master Chain project. The this link is for this white paper. So why we have to use the custom cryptography? The second and the first and the main, it is because only government standards, crypto algorithms have legal power. So if you want to build any system which involves any kind of cryptography, your cryptography in Russian Federation should be the Ghost. And not just only your own implementation of Ghost. It has to be certified by Russian Federal Security Services. Not even your only step or your solution has to be certified by FSB yet. But cryptography is definitely that kind what you need to certify it, in Russian Federation. So there are only few, only certified crypto service providers have to be used. And you can say, whoa, I can implement the Ghost myself and get and certified it. No, you could probably do that, but it's extremely, extremely difficult. That's why only a few vendors of CSPs are presented in the market, in the Russian market. So we used for our project is CryptoProd CSP 4.0. And what's the main difference? What does Ghost Crypto algorithms family consists? The first one is the hash function. The hash function is Ghost R3411212. It calls Strebek. Calls for a Slavic god, and it has two modes, 256 bits and 512 bits. But in our project Master Chain, we used only 256 bits. So the second is the ECDSA algorithms for digital signature. It calls Ghost R3410-2012, and it doesn't have the specific nickname. It supports 256-bit curves and 512-bit curves with different param sets for each curves. We used 256-bit curve with the param set A. Also, it has a symmetric K-blocked cipher, still running GOS 24147, developed in 1989. It calls Magma. There is a new modern algorithm which were built in 215. It calls Kuznetsik, but he still doesn't have the certified implementation, so we couldn't use it. And the last operation, it's the bunch. It's several operations for transport security. The Diffie-Hellman scheme. And it works with its DSA Ghost algorithm and with symmetric K-block cipher with Magma. And in CryptoProt CSP, there is a certified implementation of TLS protocol. So we've decided to choose this one for our project. So what was Ethereum crypto undercover before we started? We started at version 1.5, and looks like it was a big mess because there were a crypto module which had a wrapper for crypto hashes, for its DSA, ATSIS implementation, and for implementation of Curve SecP 256K1 built for Bitcoin, and it wraps all those functions in one crypto module. But suddenly there were redundant calls from P2P communication system, from mining system, from EVM, directly calls to those functions. So we decided to redesign it. We've built a single crypto adapter, which were transparent for all BL business logic nodes, business logic calls. This crypto adapter have unified calls to a wrapper interface, and each library, like CSP wrapper, like GhostR wrapper, or any other wrapper you can write here by your own. So each of this wrapper implements this wrapper interface and wraps the exactly library. So first we've choose the open source GhostR, so we can just test that all functions that were present in the original Ethereum are switchable to the new cryptography. And then after that, we've built that CSP wrapper for a third-party library, CryptoProt CSP, which is a black box for us. This scheme is kind of work very good. It builds like that, so you can implement your own crypto wrapper, which would wrap your own crypto library. In fact, you can do the mix mode, use the NIST cryptography or Ghost cryptography in the same way. So, what have exactly we switched to from Ethereum to Master Chain? The three types of hashes, SHA-256, SHA-3, in two modes, 256 bits and 512 bits. We switched it to Streebog. It's CDSA and SecP 256K1. We've switched to Ghost CDSA with a 256-bit curve with param set A. And we've redeveloped the ICRecover function. I will tell you a bit more later on the next slide about this, but we've implemented the compressed signature for Ghost algorithm family. So ICRecover works now very good. It recovers the pub key from compressed signature, but then you have to verify it with the certified verification function from the CSP. So it also works with 256 bit curves with param set A on master chain. The symmetric cryptography, which were used in RLPX encryption between the communication of two nodes, it was ACE. It switched to Magma symmetric ciphers with 256 bits K and block size of 64 bits for Magma, switched from 124 bits from ACE. And of course, we've read out of RLPX encryption. Why that? As I said, if you have certified implementation of one part of any cryptographic function, it doesn't mean that the whole solution are certified by itself. So that's why we have two ways. The first way is trying to certify in FSB the whole RLPX encryption protocol, or just switched it to certified TLS. So we've choose the second one, and the Ethereum protocol in communication, RLP, so we just switch the encryption. Anything which is going through are stands like in the original Ethereum. So, about compressed signature, because of the different algebra when you're working with the curves in GOS standard, we have to reproduce compressed signature which was used in NIST curves in Bitcoin and in Ethereum. So we did find a way. But it was something interesting because IC recover function was created without modification of original certified CSP. But that's why we have to call the verification function on this. So first of all, you're gonna restore the pub key from the compressed signature, and then you have to give the verification function the original signature and the restored pub key, so that solution would be certified. And the last one, we've implemented nodes whitelist as a smart contract for authorized communication and for authorized mining. It was a requirement for FinTech Association. So, crypto algorithms compliant with these requirements can be used with our crypto adapter transparently for the rest of Ethereum logic. And again, the hash function in 256-bit modes, its CDSA in 256-bit with 256-bit curves, your compressed signature support with 256-bit curves, and symmetric block cipher with a key with 256 bits and block size 128 or 64 bits. And if you implement your own TLS protocol, you should do it because you cannot communicate with nodes in master chain without this implementation. So it was glad to talk about some cryptography. So you can ask some questions for me right after this presentation. Have a nice day.